We are reading this morning from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Matya Lila, chapter 12, text 135, the chapter entitled The Cleansing of the Gundicha Temple. I would like to read to you the event of the events which led to the cleansing of the Gundicha Temple, and then read a little from the purport, and then request our guest of honor to address us. Every day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every year, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu observed the Ratha Yatra festival with great spiritual excitement and devotion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged all his devotees who had come from Bengal in the observance of pulling the chariot of the Lord, accompanied by ecstatic Prem Sankirtan, to the Gundicha temple. This pulling of the chariot of the Lord represents a deep esoteric truth in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. It represents Lord Krishna's journey, long expected journey, back to his home in Vrindavan, where he spent the earlier part of his appearance in this world. Both the inhabitants of Vrindavan as well as Krishna constantly longed for the meeting of the Lord after he had left Vrindavan for Mathura and later Dwaraka. And finally, when Lord Krishna had gone to the previous battlefield of Kurukshetra, which is actually a very sacred place, the inhabitants of Vrindavan had met him in Kurukshetra. They had requested him, "My dear Lord, have you forgotten us in Vrindavan?" And finally, they had taken action. They had surrounded the chariot of Lord Krishna in a very loving way, and forcibly pulled that chariot in the direction of Braj. You know, Prabhupada, he mentioned that this motive or theme is a very, very important. It represents something which each Vaishnava in his life has to accomplish. It represents pulling Lord Krishna back into the center of the heart, bringing Krishna back to where he really belongs, to Vrindavan, or when we celebrate the Ratha Yatra festival, bringing him into our heart. Now, before the Ratha Yatra festival, a very wonderful festival in preparation took place. It was the a very deep spiritual festival. It's the cleansing of the Gundicha temple. What is the Gundicha temple? Gundicha temple is in an area which is at the long end of the road which leads from the Puri temple to it's a garden actually. And this garden represents Vrindavan. So when the Ratha Yatra festival moves down what is called the Grand Road in Puri, it moves towards the direction of the Gundicha temple, a temple which is vacant for one entire year and which has accomplished, which has adopted a lot of dust. So the Lord, with his associates, went every year to Kashi Mishra, the superintendent of the great temple, and said, "My dear sir, We are all your servants. We desire to wash the Gundicha temple.
The superintendent said, washing the temple is not a service which is befitting to you, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but if it is your desire, we accept it. And he distributed personally water pots and brooms and all the items which are necessary. Hundreds of water pots and brooms were taken. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he announced a competition. He said to his devotees, dear devotees, there will be a competition placed before you. We will all sweep the temple now, and whoever gains the greatest amount of dust, he will win this competition. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then started to personally sweep and gather so much dust that it was more than the accumulated heaps of dust of all the Vaishnavas. And remember, there were hundreds of Vaishnavas. Mahaprabhu must have swept like a mountain of dust and straw and all these little contaminants. And he had made a huge festival about this. After this had been done, Mahaprabhu told, now we must sweep the temple from outside, that no dust can be blown back into the temple. The second cleansing. And then he said, to make it spotless clean, we have to take the water from the Indradyumna lake in pots. And the devotees made a queue, big queue, where they handed each other the pots full of water. Sometimes the clay pots collided and they broke. And all the water went all over. And there was the devotees joyously exclaimed, Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! They would not talk anything else than the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! And in this way, it became soon very clear that this was not just an external mechanical activity which the bhangis can do, the street sweepers. No, it became a deeply spiritually significant activity. The three times of cleansing is explained like this. First, the devotee has to remove from the temple of his heart the gross things, the gross anattas, like eating meat, performing illicit sexual activities, gambling, and intoxication. After this has been done, there's still a great possibility for impurities to come in, because we live in an impure world, and from outside contaminations can come in. Just like the temple needed to be cleansed from outside so that the wind would not blow in the straw and the sand, which is freely available in Puri. In the same way, a devotee has to not only cleanse the heart from inside, he must also go a little bit deeper and cleanse all these more subtle things which can disturb us, like jealousy and kutinati, which is a diplomatic behavior, and labha and puja, the desire for honor and so on. All this must be also cleansed. And then water has to be taken, so that you really get into all of the corners of the heart. You can see from this from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal involvement in the festival. You can see from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personally scrubbing the altar with his own uttariya, this is sannyas clause. You can see that he did three cleansing, the first the gross cleansing and then the most subtle cleansing, that this was a very, very important festival for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was not something on the side. He wanted to make a point. He wanted to make the point that the cleansing and purification remains one of the most important items of our sadhana. Srila Prabhupada often said that, I remember when he gave a lecture in Germany, and there was one man who was actually related to my own family. He said he became annoyed by the exuberant chanting of the devotees, and he said, but this is hypnosis. You're chanting, hypnotizing yourself. And then Prabhupada said, no, it is purification. So after this little introduction to this verse, I will read a little bit this verse to you and some of the purport. It's a long purport, and I will read the beginning parts of the purport and then the end part, and then we will hear our Maharaj. Outside the gateway of the temple, all the roads were also cleansed. No one could tell exactly how this was done. Purport. In commenting on the cleansing of the Gundicha temple, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as the world leader, was personally giving instructions on how one should receive Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, within one's cleansed and pacified heart. If one wants to see Krishna seated in his heart, he must first cleanse the heart, as prescribed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshastaka, Chetudharapana Marjanam. In this age, everyone's heart is especially unclean, as confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Hridyantasto Shabadrani. To wash away all dirty things accumulated within the heart, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised everyone to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. The first result will be that the heart is cleansed. Chetudharapana Marjanam. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam confirms this statement. Shrinvata svakata Krishna punya shravana kirtana hridyantasto shabadrani vidunoti suritsatam. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Supersoul, in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. If a devotee at all wants to cleanse his heart, he must chant and hear the glories of the Lord. Sri Krishna. This is a simple process. Krishna will help cleanse the heart because he is already seated there. Krishna wants to continue living within the heart, and the Lord wants to give directions But one has to keep his heart as clean as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept the Gundicha temple. The devotee therefore has to cleanse his heart just as the Lord cleansed the Gundicha temple. Srila Prabhupada will, in the, it's a very long purport, now explain what this cleansing of the heart involves. It involves to take out exactly six types of dust and sand, which start with nishidacha, activity which is unacceptable for a devotee, kutinati, which means fault finding, and ajiva hingsa, that is envious or violence towards other jivas. And there are other things which are there, labha, puja and pratishta, which need to be cleansed. And when all this is done, when the heart is immaculately pure, then the Lord will sit down in the heart and one should celebrate a festival. This is a little bit from the purport. I must admit, I feel now extremely uncomfortable on this seat, which turns into a hot seat for me, because I'm speaking before a much more qualified Vaishnav than I am, which is in itself an offense or impurity, so I better get off the seat now and invite our guest of honor.
So, first of all, I'm very happy that I could come here for the darshan of Jagannath Balaji Subhadra and also to get the blessings from all of you, especially our Maharaj. I wasn't sure whether I would be able to do it. But then because I had a lot of other programs, one was in Burma, one was at the first Rath Yatra festival in the border between Burma and India, and Manipur actually. They're dying for the first time, and they are expecting that I'll be there. And then other programs came, and so now I'm here. I'm very, very, very happy to see all of you, all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, and especially Maharas, and I feel very fortunate. Regarding this today's the special program called Gundicha Marjanam, it's like we also say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's first sloka, the Cheto Darpana Marjana, the same meaning, Marjana. Marjana means cleansing, they say. Because in our culture, this devotional culture, they say cleansing is a very important part of it. Because without being clean, without being cleansed, then it's not possible to actually be peaceful as well as to experience the happiness of being engaged in devotional life. So therefore, we take three times bath, shower, even ourselves. And so when you go to the bathroom, and we take bath, and this is part of the the culture. So therefore, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, the cleansing the heart. And similarly, Gundicha Marjana, Gundicha is a temple. This temple is built, and the wife of Indradana Maharaj, Gundicha, so after this, said after her, because she is greatly devoted, so therefore she is highly respected. And so in the Lord, because being pleased, so therefore he stayed, the Lord Jagannath and Balade Subhadra, in this Rath Yatra, so they stay for this whole day until the Jagannath festival is finished. And after that, return to Jagannath temple called this Ultarat. That's when the Lord comes back. So, till then, they stay there. So, in order to remain, therefore, very clean, net and clean. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu initiated this Gundicha Marjana, this cleansing of the Gundicha temple. You can see that reading this wonderful pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu in this chapter, cleansing of Gundicha temple, I see how much enthusiasm the Lord had. In fact, he was the engineer of cleansing of the temple, everything, every aspect, the temple inside, outside, especially took special care of cleansing the singhasana, the Lord's resting place. So in this way, it has become very, very meaningful, very significant. And then he was also making everyone inspired. It says like Maharaj also mentioned that everybody, the language was only Krishna Krishna. Everybody say Krishna Krishna. When you say Krishna Krishna, everybody knows what he was is to do. So that was the language of communication, Krishna Krishna. So therefore, it is a very significant in our culture that is a cleansing saucham, also in the Bhagavad Gita, to remain very clean, net and clean. And especially the temple in India, you can see that especially Jagannath Puri, because dust is so much that it's a very difficult to remain everything neat and clean because of the this dust particles coming from the roadside. You can see when you go to Calcutta or go to Mayapur, the road that we drive from Calcutta to Mayapur temple, that you see the in that journey the car and everything is gonna because of the dust from the road. It's very difficult to remain clean. So therefore, to make that the temple, to keep the temple clean in India, especially, it's not very easy. It's not like in the Western countries, like when you come, like to Europe or to the United States, because you don't see any dust. Everything, like when your electronic machines, remain very neat and clean. But in India, the computers and all these things are. So it's not so easy. I think because of the climate, the hot climate, so that the dust becomes very, very very much available very easily. And so therefore, but in the process of at least honoring the Lord and for the pleasure of the Lord. Upon the Lord Himself, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Himself, showed this wonderful example how to keep clean, especially the temple. And so therefore He inspired everyone that there are hundreds of devotees engaged in that process must be extremely fortunate. And He said He gave 100 brooms clean, and there's pots, hundreds of pots. And so at that point, it's very, very inspiring for all of us. And so I'd say it's a very wonderful example. I think we should therefore imbibe this as our heart and soul, and then try to help the temple remain clean, especially on this day, plus other days also. So either. Together before any big festival, it is good to actually keep everything neat and clean, and so that then also decoration, the cleaning, we decorate, and because that way the Lord will feel very comfortable and very pleased. So therefore, it is a wonderful example. So I think we are starting. Cleansing process here.
Yes.
And so, well, so I should not take too much time because the cleansing, we want to start cleansing. Very happy to see all the Vaishnavis, and looking forward for tomorrow's festival. And, so my program is, I go to London. I joined the card festival in London. That's on Sunday. This is but if I have never been to the Rath Yatra in London also. First time. So it must be, there must be some special blessing.
Traveling very fast.
Yeah. And then next day, I'll be in India. On Monday, I'm going to actually Bombay. There's a big conference, science conference called Nanotechnology, and I'm supposed to speak there. So I said, possible, I don't want to come this time, but then I was forced to go. So I was thinking that maybe the ticket didn't work, but somehow it worked. So I'm going, and from there, I'm going to Azerbaijan.
Oh yeah, all right.
So I was told that you're also coming, and then said you change your plan.
No, I had. I would not have changed the plan if I would not. I had already previous commitments which forced me to come.
Oh, yeah. So I thought I'll just go for a few days and let's see. Oh yeah, after that, actually I'm going to Barcelona. This is a Parliament of Religions. It's about 7 days. Yesterday I spoke with one of our leaders in India who is also involved in the Barcelona program. He said, I must come on the 4th of July. And after finishing this program in Azerbaijan, a lot of things are happening. There is also science and religion program in Barcelona. This is the whole team is focused on peace, this world peace. This is interreligious kind of call. This stuff. Since I'm a little involved with interreligious work, I'm becoming a little drawn there. And later on, in the latter part of this year, we are actually walking to Pakistan. And so I'm also been drawn there. So we're going to walk to Pakistan and make peace between India and Pakistan.
Really?
That program is arranged. That's after the conference. After this conference in Rome. So somehow this year is a very busy year for all of us. And because Prabhupada's 108th appearance festival. So in the ZBC meeting this year, we have all decided that this Prabhupada's 108th festivity, we should observe this whole year of 2004 and 2005 for 2 years. So I have to make a special commitment how to find ways and means to please Prabhupada. And that means service, work hard. We have to work hard and so that we can increase our service to please the Prabhupada. I think that will be, seems like it's a good idea. And so 2004 and 2005 is a special kind of program for all of us to increase our attachment to Prabhupada's seva. Of course, especially this 2 years have been focused as a part of Srila Prabhupada's 108th appearance festival. And so I think so we should keep that in mind. And then whatever we do, try to do whatever is best possible. That means cleansing very nicely and neat and clean. But everything looks shining. Because in Switzerland, I don't know, there's not much to clean, I think. But everything looks clean. So, but still, we should do it. So, maybe we should begin then. Any other? So already many devotees have been already coming, huh?
Right. They start coming, but I think tomorrow a lot will come from. I know from Germany many come, mm-hmm. And they'll be very full. Mm-hmm. Do you know some special mantra for weather?
We'll do some special prayer so that the rain. Actually, there's a little rain in the Ratiyatra.
Should be, yeah. Yeah.
It's a little rain is very regarded as very auspicious. So it is more pleasant than when you are, you know, singing loudly and singing that the rain is also a little cooling. So cooling effect is very good also. we like to play in the rain.
So the Indian, people like Indian consulate here, ambassador. You know, I think we could invite them to sweep for the Rath Yatra. When I came last time, remember that in 1990 I came with the Ranganiketan.
Yes.
And I saw the Indian ambassador. He was at the time some Murti, I think. His name is Murti. He was very, very happy.
Yeah.
And he could, like in San Francisco, generally we request the Indian ambassador, the consulate, very happy to participate, to come and sweep the floor for the rat. Maybe in the next year, from next year on. And then the Lord, when they return, and then go to the main temple. It's about 2.5 miles away in the little northeastern part of Puri. So similarly, we have in Bhubaneswar, we also bought one piece of land called Gundicha Temple. And traditionally, it is. We also have those who don't have a separate place. Then we also say, the Lord is all going to Gundicha Temple. And in our cases, we have this 9 days festivity. Every day there will be very nice, cultural programs in the evening to please the lordships, and then followed by very nice prasadam every day. And these are done by the public. There are groups of lined up. So they do their seva by feasting for the evening and cultural programs. It's very joyful kind of festival. So it's nice. I was actually in the United States. I came from America. I was in a conference in Philadelphia called Science and Religion in Context. And there were many, it was from Switzerland. It came from all of the countries around the world, but I don't remember whether anybody was there from Switzerland. It's very important, it's becoming very important to have this dialogue between science and the religion, science and the spirituality. Among the scientists, mostly they are all science-oriented people. Scientists are quite well-known. From South Africa, there was a well-known scientist called Joseph Ellis. He's a cosmologist in mathematics, professor of mathematics. I spoke quite nicely. It is about mostly how to make some good arguments about the existence of God from the scientific point of view. So many scientists are becoming interested to prove about the existence of God by, they say, either mathematical logic, although we cannot do this, some kind of experiment, but there are now very interesting developments. It's called, they say, the universe is very special. There are physical constants, like the Planck's constants, the velocity of light, and these like gravitational constants. So like that, there are 24 constants in the universe at the moment. So that said, these constants are very, very special. Because if there is a slight change in that, in one of these figures, then the world will not be there. So, because of this, let us say there must be a supreme scientist. There must be God. This is one of the arguments that the scientists are working on. And so there are few interesting points, like called fine tuning. This concept, another language that they use called the universe is fine tuned. In other words, all this water molecule, that H2O, the angle between hydrogen, oxygen, and hydrogen is 104.5 degree. Similarly, the angle between carbon dioxide, carbon dioxide straight line,
oxygen and carbon and oxygen. So, and this is 180 degree. So these are specially arranged. So this is one of the examples of the chemistry called fine tuning. It has to be like that, because otherwise, as the water, when it becomes ice, then it becomes lighter than, because it has to be that way, because otherwise, let's say, the universe life may not exist. And because when it becomes solid, it becomes less dense than liquid in the case of water. Therefore, this ice is floating on water. So things like that is called fine-tuned. And so this fine-tuning is another argument to show about the existence of God from a scientific process. And the third argument that I use is called intelligent design theory. It's called IDT. IDT, intelligent design theory, is sometimes a lot of intelligent design theory. In this, it's called irreducible complexity, in a machine, that when one little part is not there, then the whole structure breaks down. In the case of life, these machines, living machines. Therefore, this is called intelligent design theory. So these are some of the interesting arguments that you can see that people are using it to show about the existence of God. I think this is very, very, very interesting. It's very interesting development. So therefore, many scientists are becoming oriented to our becoming a devotee. Everybody. It's very interesting developments. So it's nice. The other day, I had a very interesting discussion with this Roger Penrose in Oxford, and he was a very nice person. Penrose, is regarded as the number one scientist of the world today. And he's a cosmologist. He's physics and quantum physics. But his field is mathematics. And we had a very interesting discussion. This will be released in the next issue of my journal, Sabhigyanam. We discussed these points also about the. Okay, he discussed a little bit about God and how God could be, let's say, taken seriously from the scientific point of view. And so there was some discussion along that line. So I think it's moving in the right direction. The scientists. It's very, very interesting development. Another scientist that I spoke in the United States is also Nobel laureate in chemistry. He got Nobel Prize by discovering called synthetic metals, and in the plastic polymers become very, very conducting, electrical conductors, superconductors, and by some process, so he got Nobel Prize for that. So also discuss a little bit about God. So nowadays you can discuss God with the scientists. When you go to the bookstore, any books written by scientists, they mention about God and other things, the mind of God. Like in Australia, there's another scientist called Paul Davis. He's quite well known. And in Europe, there's Roger Penrose and Stephen Hawking. These are quite well known. And in the United States, Charles Towns, physicist, and here in this country, and Arbor is quite well known. One in Arbor in Switzerland these are kind of a stars of science today in the world, and they are talking a little bit about God that way. Yeah, they have a special place, and that's quite interesting. But this Professor McDermott is Alan McDermott. He got Nobel Prize for this synthetic metal, and he is very much he was very you know, very interesting person, and he's also very sincere. He's kind of a new contact. And so he likes this conception about God, and is very much for it, and it's a divine plan. And he talks about prayer. Our prayer, this prayer has effect on the health. Mm-hmm. So, and also the mind. It's called the power of the mind. He's talking about the power of the mind and the power of prayer. And so it's very interesting, very little, getting slowly coming around. Mm-hmm. But his another idea is that you must work very hard. He said, I'm a fortunate person. I'm a very lucky person. He said, I'm a very lucky person, and the harder I work, the luckier I am. So I think it's a good principle. We have to work hard and a little prayer from the Lord and from the acharyas, from the Vaishnavas. I think everything will go on nicely. So therefore, this is a good process. You must work hard. We should not should be no room for becoming lazy. And Prabhupada used to say in Vrindavan, before his departure, he said he was never lazy in his life. He never liked to see anyone lazy also. I don't want to see any of my followers becoming lazy. So I thought that their theory is in correspondence with this fellow, with his scientist. It's very interesting. Anyway, you can meet a lot of interesting people. Now we should begin work now. Too much. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki.
Jai
Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki.
Jai
Shri Gauri Nitai ki.
Jai
Shri Gundicha Marjana Program ki.
Jai
Gaurav Premanande.
Jai.